Well, today we have a very powerful teaching from our Lord, Matthew chapter 23. These are called the woes because, as you heard yesterday as well, the Lord was warning the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees of being on the wrong track. Notice you have the blessings where he says, you know, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are you, etc. And then you have the opposite, woe to you. And these are warnings. These are challenges to the scribes and Pharisees for not living the right way, for not living a true spiritual life. And we heard yesterday about some of the woes. Today we take a look at the ones he mentions. He says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. He calls them hypocrites who say one thing but do another. And then he says, you pay tithes on mint and dill and cumin, but neglect the weightier things of the law. See, mint and dill and cumin were spices. They were herbs that would be used in the kitchen for cooking. And the scribes and Pharisees were so meticulous that even though you were not required to pay 10% on these things or give 10% of them to God, the scribes and Pharisees did that. Not only would they give 10% to other things, but even in these meticulous, obscure little things like salt, pepper, spices, herbs, mint, dill, etc., they would, you know, give 10% to God. And the Lord is not condemning that, but he says, but you neglect the weightier things of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. In other words, they were so consumed by these minute details that they were neglecting the more important thing, love of God, love of neighbor. Things like faithfulness, mercy, compassion, forgiveness, justice. So he's saying that they were so meticulous about the little things, they were neglecting the big things, loving God and loving neighbor. He says, you should have done without neglecting the others. You should be doing these things, making sure you put justice, mercy, and fidelity above all things. He then calls them blind guides. So you don't want to follow a guide who is blind. It's not going to do any good. They'll fall into a pit. You'll fall into a pit. He says, you strain out the gnat and swallow the camel. What he's referring to here, in Aramaic, the word for gnat and camel are very similar, almost identical, slight difference. So he's doing a play on words. And he's saying they strain out the gnat. See, the scribes and Pharisees, before they would drink wine, they would put like a cloth over it and they would pour it through the cloth to strain out any gnats that might have gotten into the wine because they considered the gnat unclean and they did not want to swallow a gnat, because that would make them unclean if they did that. So they would put it through a filter and to get rid of the gnat. And yet Jesus says they swallow the camel. They're neglecting the most important thing. They're focusing on these minuscule things, but they are neglecting things like mercy, faithfulness, justice, and true internal holiness. And this, we can sometimes fall into this trap as well. I've met people, and I remember once talking to a waitress, and she knew I was a priest, and she said that she was giving up chocolate for Lent. I said, that's wonderful. That's a great idea. Give up sweets for Lent. And I said, well, where do you go to church? He says, well, I haven't gone to Mass in years. Okay? It's that idea. You know, focusing on giving up chocolate for Lent, but what about going to Mass every Sunday? What about really living the faith? So that's, a modern day example of that. And then the conclusion here, he says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. Again, you hypocrites, he says, you cleanse the outside of cup and dish, but inside you're full of plunder, which is greed, avarice, and self-indulgence. So again, the scribes and Pharisees were so meticulous, they would not even use a cup or a dish unless it had been not only washed, but ceremonially clean. There were certain ways you had to clean your utensils, your forks, your spoons, your knives, your cups, your dishes. They wouldn't touch them because maybe a pagan or Gentile had touched them. And so they had to wash them a certain way before they would eat. And they felt that if they did these washing of the cups and dishes, that they were considered then clean. But Jesus says, no. Holiness, true purity of heart, comes from within. It's a matter of cleaning the inside first, going to confession, get rid of pride and arrogance and greed and avarice and impurity. Get rid of those things from within, and then you'll truly be clean in the eyes of God. It has nothing to do with the cups and dishes that you use. It has to do with true internal holiness. He calls them then blind Pharisees. Cleanse the inside first, and then the outside will be clean.